radio. That's all the notes. Top five music here at the 50,000 watt Red Hot Watts. 13 minutes after 1 o'clock this morning. Good morning to you.
W-O-W-O.
ABBA will play no song before it's time. There's Chiquitita on WoWo Radio.
Chiquitita, tell me what's wrong. You're enchained by your own sorrow. In your eyes, there is no hope for tomorrow. How I hate to see you like this. There is no way you can deny. Chiquitita, tell me the truth. I'm a shoulder you can cry on. Your best friend, I'm the one you must rely on. You were always sure of yourself. Now I see you.
Radio and the music of ABBA and Chiquitita. not to be confused with a banana of the same name. Don't forget, let's make it about 18 minutes after one, after two already in Ohio and Michigan. A good morning to you. Chris Whitting with you here on WoWo Radio, and I know you'll want to listen to this. Monday afternoon at 4:15, WoWo Radio is going to announce details of a major new contest. Now, don't miss this. Be listening to the Chris Roberts Show Monday afternoon at 4:15 right here on WoWo Radio 1190.
I think that's tremendous.
That's what I figured you'd think.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. The Harveys are so delighted with their new home in Hoosierland on WoWo Radio 1190. A great place to be for you and for me. And Paul Harvey News and Comment will be heard exclusively here and hereafter on WoWo Radio 1190. W-O-W-O.
Radio with the music of the Moody Blues and Gemini Dream. Recent big hit for them right there. Well, the Wobo Weather Station's calling for the rest of the night showers and thunderstorms to develop possibly later on again, but it'll be cloudy with a low in the mid to upper 50s, south winds to 22 and gusty. Later today, cloudy skies, windy, a high in the upper 50s, and for tonight, partly cloudy, low all the way down to the low 30s. Monday, partly sunny sky and a high near 50. And right now it's 58 degrees and cloudy at Bearfield. 58 also by the WoWo thermometer downtown.
WoWo.
Radio is your ticket to fall fun.
You decorated my life.
The November 1st Kenny Rogers concert may be sold out, but WoWo Radio has dozens of free Kenny Rogers concert tickets we're giving away starting Monday.
You got to know when to hold up, know when to
WoWo is making it easy for you to win your free pair of tickets to see Kenny Rogers live in concert Sunday, November 1st.
She believes in me.
Just listen for when to call in and win your free pair of Kenny Rogers concert tickets. Starting Monday with Bob Sievers and the WoWo Good Morning Team. Free Kenny Rogers concert tickets. Part of the best fall of all. From WoWo, Radio 1190.
WoWo.
Hey, great place to be. At 28 after 1, after 2 in Ohio and Michigan. Around the state, Indy has light shower 63, South Bend's cloudy 59, down Evansville Way at 67 cloudy, Fort Wayne cloudy and 58 at WoWo.
The sun just went behind a cloud again. Down crowded streets he walks alone. He's a stranger out of place.
Music of the Atlanta Rhythm Section on WoWo Radio, and the number 12 record this week. It's called Alien.
What does a samurai fencing master wear to work? What city is the Bronze Bell capital of Japan? Where is the mayor serving his seventh term in office? What's proper dress for a formal Oriental wedding? A visit to the Fort Wayne Historical Museum, now through October 30th, will answer all your questions. See the special exhibit from the city of Takaoka, our sister city overseas. Sisters but not twins, the art and culture of Japan includes rare Japanese heirlooms, ceremonial costumes, musical instruments, and the bronze and copper pieces for which the city is famous. It's a cultural and educational visit to Japan, a look at our similar and different lifestyles. Visit Takaoka right here at the Fort Wayne Historical Museum, 302 East Berry. Open 11 to 5 on weekdays except Mondays, and noon to 5 weekends. It's a Japanese experience your family will remember.
WoWo Radio with Earth, Wind, and Fire. Wind and Fire on Wobble Radio, and some getaway type music for you. And about, let's make it 24 before the hour right now on Wobble. Well, on the Wobble calendar for Sunday, October the 18th, St. Mary's Parish in Decatur, Indiana, has its annual country fair today at the KFC on High Street, extended from 11 till 7. Dinner from 11 till 2 and 3 until 5. And Redskin Redliners Car Club of Northside High School in Fort Wayne sponsoring a rally for all types of cars. Registrations at the high school parking lot from noon till 12:45. The first car will begin at 1 p.m., so be there. And over in Egypt, Ohio, a shooting match at the Egypt Community Club beginning at noon. Bake stand, lunch, and refreshments. Just a few of the items on the big WoWo calendar. We'll be checking more of them as the morning progresses. And I do want to remind you that WoWo wants you to know the Bargain Box offers gently used clothing and household items at reasonable prices. The Bargain Box at 1836 South Calhoun Street, a project of the Fort Wayne Junior League. And don't forget the major giveaway that's coming up here. We're going to be announcing it Monday afternoon at 4:15. Some really swell goodies, as we understand it, we're going to be giving away. And we'll announce all the details Monday afternoon at 4:15 on the Chris Roberts Show right here on WoWo Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. See, she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, 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 now the daddy took the T-bird away.
Bob Sievers and the Good Morning Team on WoWo.
Give us your morning and we'll make your day.
From 5 to 7, it's WoWo's Little Red Barn with Bob Sievers and Dugan Fry.
What's the good word this morning?
Good morning, Bob. On our Little Red Barn.
Victor Locke has news and information.
Good morning, Victor.
Good morning, Bob. WoWo News is...
Meteorologist Earl Finkel has the complete WoWo weather station forecast.
Good morning, Earl.
Good morning, Bob. This great, beautiful...
And John Irwin has sports.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. There were some big winters...
Give us your morning and we'll make your day.
Bob Sievers and the Good Morning Team.
On WoWo, Radio 1190.
W-O-W-O.
We'll check all the scores for you after the 2 o'clock news right here on WoWo Radio.
I should laugh, but I cry, because your love has passed me by. You took me by surprise, you didn't realize. I was waiting. Time goes slowly, but it carries on. And now the best years have come and gone. You took me by surprise. I didn't realize that you were laughing.
Laughing.
What you doing to me?
Took away everything I had, you put the
hurt
on me.
I could go alone now, calling your name, after losing at the game. You took me by surprise, I didn't realize that you were lying. The best years have come and gone. You took me.
You took away everything I had to put the hurt on me.
Were you laughing at me? That's a Guess Who.
Were you laughing at
and laughing. That's not funny. That's a Guess Who on WoWo Radio 1190 at about a quarter of two right now, before three in Ohio and Michigan. And a good morning to you. Chris Whitting with you here. Let's check your complete WoWo weather station forecast. We've got rain and a thunderstorm again rolling through Fort Wayne right now. Meteorologist Diane Balka says we can expect those showers and thunderstorms to develop off and on through the night, and it'll be cloudy otherwise with a low in the mid to upper 50s. South winds to 22 and gusty, but as I say, right now in downtown Fort Wayne, we've got some heavy thunderstorms rolling through. Later today, it'll remain cloudy, windy, high in the upper 50s. Northwest winds to 20 and still gusty, and a chance for showers still today. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the low 30s. Northwest winds 25 and gusty. And Monday, partly sunny, finally. It had to come on Monday, didn't it? And a high near 50. Southwest winds to 18. Currently in Fort Wayne, well, our conditions look this way. 90% relative humidity. Wind south at 10. Barometer still falling, 29.47. And we got almost half an inch of rain at Bear Field up until the last reading, which was made about 45 minutes ago. We'll get a fresh reading for you at the top of the hour, and we'll report it then. Cloudy skies, 58 at the airport. Downtown, 58 at WoWo. And say, because of this rain, if you're out driving tonight, please drive very carefully. There was a two-car accident just moments ago right outside down below us here at on Washington Street here in Fort Wayne. Apparently no injuries, and there are some police cars on the scene. But just to show you that it is a little slick out there, so drive carefully if you're out and about this early morning here in WoWo Land. Well, the Rolling Stones had a swell concert in San Francisco. We'll hear from them a little later. Concert ended when a plane dropped American flags on parachutes on the crowd. Here's Marty Balin on WoWo.
Landlady, I'm losing my mind. Girl, I want my arms around you now. For the thrill of you one more time. There's just something about your love. There's just something about you, make me laugh, you take me away. Girl, I miss your sweet caress right now. And the thrill of you one more time. There's just something about your love. There's just something about you. Change my life, a wave of your smile. Soothe my doubt and ease my worry.
Nice sound from Marty Balin on WoWo Radio. Kind of a rainy night outside. Lights glistening off the pavement. There's Natalie Cole on WoWo.
When I wake up each morning trying to find myself, and if I'm ever the least unsure, I always remind myself, though you're someone in this world that I'll always choose to love. From now on, you're only someone that I used to love. As for me, it's getting down to the last unspoken part, when you must begin to ease the pain of a broken heart. Tell me, why should I even care if I have to lose your love? From now on, you're only someone that I used to love.
Natalie Cole, son of Nat King Cole, or should that be daughter, I guess. WoWo Radio, and a good morning to you. It's 6 before the hour.
Care to share the United Way.
Girl Scouting is looking ahead to a new decade, and we've changed. Every girl deserves to be what she wants to be, and the new career exploration programs the Girl Scouts now sponsor help these girls set early career goals for themselves. A part of your United Way dollar is working through the Girl Scouts, helping these girls develop into responsible adults.
The United Way of Ellen County. Thanks to you, it works for all of us.
And music now from Radio Ray Parker Jr. 59 degrees and got rain outside. We've got the news coming up at the top of the hour. We'll check the forecast from the WoWo Weather Station, and we'll take a look at the scores to you.
A good song and a love affair go hand in hand together.
all by request there. Ray Parker wanted to hear it. Some great music from Gary Lewis and the Playboys to take us to news. Salutes all the Wo-Wo people in Columbia City, Indiana.
It's a great place to be.
W-O-W-O Fort Wayne, Group W, Westinghouse, broadcasting at 2.
Hardliners on the Polish Communist Party's Central Committee say they've had it with the Solidarity Union. They say their patience is exhausted. Some suggest a state of emergency be established in Poland. And the AP's Thomas Netta reports that could mean a government ban on union strikes.
The Polish Communist Party Saturday considered a ban on strikes for the winter and criticized its leaders' actions. But from the remarks at a two-day session of the Communist Central Committee, it seems that party members are fed up with Solidarity's demands and government inaction on the economy. Solidarity reacted sharply Saturday to government charges it sought power by proposing a commission to oversee and even override state economic reforms. But despite the growing friction between both sides, government and union negotiators still held talks here in an effort to find a way out of Poland's crisis. Thomas Netter in Warsaw.
12,000 women textile workers continued to occupy mills near Warsaw as a protest of food shortages. Other strikes are being threatened. Moshe Dayan will be laid to rest near his boyhood home in Israel Sunday. The U.S. delegation to the funeral includes Attorney General William French Smith and several members of Congress. Dayan died Friday of a heart attack. President Reagan says Congress has gone too far in restricting the power of a president to negotiate with other countries. Reagan told a group of out-of-town editors that rejection of the AWACS aircraft deal with Saudi Arabia would cost the U.S. its credibility in the Middle East. This is Matthew Hoff in Washington. Democrats are gathering in Baltimore this weekend, planning what they hope will be a comeback in the 1982 congressional elections. Democrats again and again say it will be economics that will restore their party to power. At their strategy meetings on Saturday, they received some reassurance in that point. Walter Heller, chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers under Presidents Johnson and Kennedy, told party officials,
"I would say that Reagan, Watt, Gorsuch, and others, they aren't deregulating, they're dismantling. I'd say in the place of consumer shielding, we're getting consumer shafting. I'd say on many social programs, we're seeing not cutting, but gutting, not streamlining, but steamrollering."
Heller says President Reagan's economic program fails to deal with inflation. But California Governor Jerry Brown told his fellow Democrats they had better come up with an alternative, or this party, says Brown, is going down the tubes. Walter Polovchek can stay in the United States. You may remember he is the Soviet 14-year-old boy who ran away from home rather than return to the Soviet Union with his parents. Walter's attorney says he was very happy to hear the U.S. government had granted him permanent residency status.
When I confronted him to let him know about it, the first thing he said, well, that's great. Did you tell my sister yet? I could see that with the broad smile on his face that Walter was really delighted.
Walter Palavchak intends to become a naturalized U.S. citizen. The American Civil Liberties Union, however, says it intends to continue its efforts to win the case for the boy's parents who won him back. A year later, no one's been blamed for the shooting of National Urban League director Vernon Jordan, but in the Fort Wayne Journal-Gazette, there's a story that a motel clerk says she can identify Joseph Paul Franklin as the man she saw in a Fort Wayne motel within days of the Jordan shooting. Franklin is the admitted racist who was recently convicted of shooting two black joggers in Salt Lake City. This is the AP Radio Network. French President François Mitterrand arrived in the United States Saturday. AP Radio's James Limbach tells us Mitterrand was welcomed to Yorktown, Virginia by Vice President Bush.
Bush focused on the historically friendly ties that have existed between the United States and France as he welcomed the French president to the U.S. Speaking at the colonial capital of Virginia in Williamsburg, Bush said the Yorktown celebration goes beyond commemorating a military victory.
The historic celebration of the Yorktown battle that brings us here this weekend marks more than the culmination of our struggle for independence. It also marks a milestone in the long friendly relationship between France and the United States.
During his brief stay in the U.S., President Mitterrand will meet with President Reagan and take part in the Yorktown victory celebration. James Limbach, Williamsburg, Virginia.
Mitterrand meets with Reagan on Sunday. Senator Lloyd Benson says the government has plans to use the Navy to halt the northward flow of drugs from South America. Benson released a letter he received from Attorney General William French Smith. Benson complained to Smith in June that drug traffic was on the increase, and he asked the Attorney General to accept a proposal to use the Navy to help stop it. Smith wrote back he supports the idea and has taken it up with the Secretary of Defense. That's the news from the Associated Press Radio Network. This is Matthew Hoff.
WoWo News Time is 2:05 now with your WoWo Weather Station forecast. Here's meteorologist Diane Bulka.
Forecast for the WoWo Land area for the rest of the morning, cloudy, breezy, and mild. Low temperatures in the mid to upper 50s with a chance for showers and thunderstorms to redevelop late. Winds will be gusty from the south to 20 miles per hour. Sunday, a mostly cloudy day, windy and much cooler. High temperatures in the upper 50s and falling through the day. Winds swing around to the northwest, increased to 20 to 30 miles per hour and gusting to 40. And there's a chance for some scattered showers in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, windy, and cold, lows getting down into the lower 30s. And Monday, a partly sunny day and cold, with highs only around 50 degrees. From the WoWo Weather Station, this is meteorologist Diane Bulka.
And the heavy rain due to those thunderstorms is going to move through areas such as Anderson, Muncie, and Shelbyville in east central Indiana by 2:30 this morning. Gusty winds to 30 miles an hour are possible in the thunderstorms, and also road and street flooding is possible due to the heavy rains. And right now, some very heavy rain extends from near Bloomington to eastern Indianapolis to 50 miles northeast of Indianapolis. And it's raining in downtown Fort Wayne right now. Relative humidity 93%, wind southwest at 10, barometers falling at 29.46. Right now, rain at Bear Field 57 at the airport, 60 downtown here at WoWo. Now taking a look at some scores in hockey action right here at 1190 Radio. It was the Fort Wayne Comets over the Milwaukee Admirals 6-3 in an exciting 30th anniversary celebration game at the Coliseum. In other action in the league, Saginaw top Flint 3-2, Muskegon over the Kalamazoo folks 4-2, and in National Hockey League action, let's run that down quickly for you. Hartford top Detroit 8-1. The Islanders over the Rangers 5-4. Quebec top Toronto 6-4. Montreal beat Vancouver 10-4. It was Pittsburgh 5 over Minnesota 2. Buffalo nipped Washington 4-2. St. Louis over Chicago Blackhawks 7-3. And the Bruins 5, Los Angeles 4. In Big Ten and state action, Indiana over Minnesota 17-6 in a game yesterday afternoon here on WoWo. Purdue blanked Northwestern Northwestern 35-0 in an unhappy homecoming. It was Kent State 17, Ball State 7, Indiana State 19. They went down to defeat to Tulsa 20, Iowa over Michigan 9-7, Ohio State 34, Illinois 27, Michigan State top Wisconsin 33-14. It was Toledo nipping Central Michigan 17-3. Ohio stomped on Eastern Michigan 29-7. Bowling Green over Northern Illinois 17-10. And Miami just slipped by Western Michigan 20-19. In the Hoosier Buckeye Conference, Anderson over Findlay 25-13. Defiance blanked Bluffton 10-0. And Hanover 31, Wilmington 7. High school football action for Saturday. Northside blanked Harding 17-0. And Lures blanked Wayne 22-0. The state finals of IHSAA boys tennis, Carmel beat Homestead 4-1. So that puts Carmel up there in the top spot. Homestead takes a second berth. 8 minutes after 2, good morning to you. And now it's time for a WoWo editorial with WoWo's vice president and general manager, Dan Friel.
You'll hear a lot in the next session of the Indiana Legislature about construction work in progress. This means the legislature will decide when a utility company's customers pay for building new power plants, while the construction is going on or after the plant is finished. Indiana law says utility customers can't